Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back as we continue our discussion of our 11 shortlisted books for our 2021 NICE project. So then The Secret Garden is another one we talked about, and this was really hard for me because once we don't have Brave New World in there and we've got A Wrinkle in Time and The Secret Garden as kind of the young adult, but with a lot of deeper meaning and themes that could be talked about, A Secret Garden really jumped out because it was published in 1911. Tarzan of the Apes was published in 1912. This is a British female and a British male author writing at about the same time. Right. Yeah. And so the Secret Garden has to do with India and in the colonialism elements. Mm-hmm. Tarzan of the Apes has to do with Africa, you know, in terms of colonialism. But I just found that to be a little bit interesting and fascinating. However, that also makes them a little bit, you know, kind of similar. We would be kind of saying, oh, these books are both very good examples of colonial, you know, so I feel like A Wrinkle in Time is the stronger of the young adult books, if we want to look at it that way. The biggest pro for Secret Garden is isolation, lack of parental oversight. I mean, it really is driven by the children. The book is driven by the children characters. Yeah, and one of them being disabled is a strong pull to use it. But I think we could also use it in another year. It wouldn't have to be this year. If we do A Wrinkle in Time this year, we just put this on the reserve list for consideration another year. What do you think?
I think that The Secret Garden, should we choose it, would be the most optimistic book we have ever selected. Because, I mean, it's got yeah, all these little redemption stories.
And it's got flowers
children.
And beautiful flowers.
And it has bratty children who become good children, mm-hmm, you know, a la... Yeah. You know, Narnia, Language in the Wardrobe.
Yeah, it is a little heavy-handed on the, you better be, you know, to be, how to be a good child.
I honestly love the story of the redeemed bratty child. Yeah. But I think when it comes to depth, you know, even though you can make a good argument for some depth in Secret Garden, I think that there's more depth in Wrinkle in Time.
I agree.
There's richer soil, ironically.
Yeah, there is, because there's the science, there's the, you know, futuristic stuff, there's the time travel, there's the boy characters, the male characters, the relationships between the male and female characters, no matter what age they are. I think all of that is very, 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 very intriguing with A Wrinkle in Time, and much more than just, quote, just a young adult story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because even though Secret Garden does have good, strong themes, it kind of just has a few themes.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we can always, we're very good at finding lots of themes in things, but you're right. There's less to work with in A Secret Garden. It's mm-hmm. It would just be a fun one to do sometime, you know? Mm-hmm. So North and South, I was very lukewarm about this one. Our discussion of it, you convinced me it has a lot of good fodder for the project. I still kind of feel like it's a little bit, I just feel like it's just a little bit kind of, we've done similar books before, you know, with the exception of being, this is very, very much the story of, you know, the mill and the whole social class thing with the mill and the workers versus the owners and all that stuff. That's a lot more detailed in this book than in some of our other books. But I do feel like it's kind of not as exciting to me as some of the others. Your thoughts?
I love North and South, but honestly, the reason that I would be okay crossing it off the list is because I don't see as much artistic potential with mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
It is very dialogue heavy, and sometimes the dialogue is a little bit harder to inspire a passage or a work of art. I mean,
right.
But also the imagery, honestly, mm-hmm. other than the mill itself and the option of textiles, mm-hmm. I don't get the sense that it's going to immediately strike a lot of visual artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think we table this one for now and maybe revisit it another year or mm-hmm. see what we think about it. That's how I feel for right now. Okay, okay. So now I voted for 1/2 for Tarzan. Do you have any numbers yet for that? Or are you?
It's middle. So what would be the middle? 5.
Okay. Tale of Genji. This is a hard one for me because I do love it so much. It's just so long. Mm-hmm. It is so long. I was wondering if maybe one year we pick the Tale of Genji and do all four, you know, do four of the, it's in 6 parts. We could pick 4 of the parts. Or we could just do 6 parts for one year. I don't know. I was like trying to figure out how we could possibly put this huge tome in our project easily. And I came up with some pretty goofy ideas.
From a sheer logistical perspective, knowing that with both Genji and 100 Years of Solitude, that at least for me would require a lot of outside research to really do justice to either one. So if we pick either one, I would say we pick one this year. I think that would be enough to try to tame.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out when you know, and this is, I hate to put it down to timing, but when would either of us have time to actually devote that much? I almost feel like we need to do winter reading on these because, you know, typically we pick our nice books in the early spring, late mm-hmm. winter, early spring. I almost feel like we would need to, you know, bookmark these for a future time and say, I'm going to do winter reading of Tale of Genji in the winter of 2021/2022 and 100 Years of Solitude, same thing, 2021, 2022, to maybe think about doing in 2022.
I
honestly do not see how I'm just so scared of these books. They're so big.
That would be fine because, yeah, that would give us some time to marinate, immerse ourselves into culture.
Immerse,
some of the history.
Yeah, because I think for both of these, we really would want to, you know, go so deeply, not just into the books, but the authors, the what do we know about them, and especially for 100 Years of Solitude, I would feel obligated to look up the real events that are, you know, to actually do some historical research on all the places and the family that this book is based on, because it is based on a real family and it is based on real events.
Okay, that's fine. That is our assignment due in, I don't know, February the 1st, 2022.
Well, hopefully at the end of our project this year, we'll, you know, kind of talk a little bit about what we want to do for 2022. How's 2022 looking? You know, mm-hmm. so we'll come mm-hmm. back to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely think those are really strong contenders for our project format. I just don't feel I'm ready yet this year. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think since we've become more podcast heavy, that really means that we have to do our due diligence in the research.
Exactly. And what I love about the fact that we are more podcast heavy is that we are looking at authors and cultural context, what was going on in their world and in the greater world at that time. And if it's a historically set, you know, if it's a novel set in a historical time period that wasn't the author's time period, what is that historical time period? What was going on then? Like what we did with Gone with the Wind. That was so exciting and so fun to look back. And we did that with Dracula too, in some ways, because it was such a groundbreaking, you know, novel, looking at things like that. So anyway, yeah, I think those are good for future projects when we have invested more time in preparation. Mm-hmm.
Join us next time as we continue our discussion of our 2021 NICE project.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org.
We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.